If you're looking for good news on the economy, here is some, sort of. Average national gas prices are back down below $3 a gallon for the first time in nearly 1 year. So what is that going to do for the overwrought national psyche? In Detroit, reporter Celeste Headley took an unscientific consumer survey at the gas pump.
We're here at the gas station on Alter Road and Mac. And the gas prices has went down some. We appreciate the lower the prices.
Frances Jenkins is driving her daughter to school. Gas is $2.68 a gallon at this Detroit station, and she says it does make her feel better about shopping for the holidays.
It gives us more change to spend at the stores for gifts like Thanksgiving and Christmas gifts. We can spend a little bit more on Christmas gifts also.
AAA spokesman Jeff Sundstrom says falling below $3 is an important mile marker for many consumers.
When prices first passed $3 per gallon at the end of 2007, that's when consumers really started to cut back on their driving and we saw a pronounced downturn in gasoline consumption.
Sundstrom doesn't think it's going to change the spending habits of most Americans. He says many will still feel too insecure financially to start spending more money. But lower gas prices will have a positive effect on at least one industry, travel.
Those who may feel some discomfort from the higher price of gasoline, but otherwise are in relatively good economic shape in terms of job security and other factors, the lower gasoline price may cause them to get out and travel. And that's going to net out to be a good thing for the travel industry.
And that's basically what we heard at this Detroit gas station. John Chouinard is on his way to a meeting. He's getting into a luxury car with his cell phone in hand.
Well, if it keeps going down, the extra income or the extra monies that will be freed up will probably spend for the holidays, yes.
But Mike Brown isn't feeling quite as good.
No, not at all.
Brown isn't convinced this is long-term relief.
It could be down now because of the market. When the market go back up, gas could go back up. So we don't know.
And he says he has no plans to take the money he's saving at the gas pump and spend it over the holidays.
I'm going to be extremely conservative. Nothing will be charged. And I have one child left at home, and she may get $100 spent on her for the whole Christmas. That's it. Maybe $100.
James Williams is on his way to work.
Because of the economy, I'm still nervous.
In a few words, Williams sums up the general attitude at this gas station.
It's welcome. It's very welcome.
But not enough.
No.
And actually, AAA's Jeff Sundstrom agrees. He says it's a good thing that gas prices are falling, but the underlying factors that caused the prices to rise are still there.
We have not in any way solved our oil dependency problem. We've not solved our gasoline refining capacity problem. What has occurred is there's been a slowdown in the economy, and that's what's brought down the price of these fuels.
Still, Sundstrom says there should be more good news on the way. AAA predicts the average price of gas nationwide will fall to $2.50 per gallon, based on the wholesale price right now. But no one knows yet if the price of other necessities like food and clothing will fall as well. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.